And so welcome to the first week in a four-week series that is our abundance program that we do every January. And so this year, our abundance program is based on the book In the Flow of Life by Eric Butterworth. And if you are reading along, today we are talking about chapter one, which is called Living Life from Within Out. And so I'd like to begin just by talking about a little bit about what abundance is and what abundance is not. And so abundance is not only about money. While it certainly includes money, it is certainly much more than that. And so I looked up the word abundance, and the Latin root for abundance actually means fullness, plenty, overflowing, and full. And so abundance includes then all of those things that make for a full and a rich and a plentiful and a satisfying life. So living in that experience of contentment to me then says it is about living with feelings of contentment and feelings that we have enough. It's about living with a deep sense of well-being in all the different areas of our lives. It's about feeling like we have enough and feeling like there is a fullness to all the different areas of our lives. And so that says then abundance is not necessarily about lots and lots of things or about lots and lots of money, because it's really not about having more than what we need. It's about having our needs met and feeling satisfied and rich and content, like those feelings are being met, like those things are being met. And so when I say it's not about lots and lots of things, because if you've ever seen an episode of Hoarders, those people have lots and lots of things. But that would not bring any of us in this room a sense of contentment or a sense of deep satisfaction and well-being and like our needs were being met. And I know of people in this world who have millions of dollars and it's not enough. It seems like nothing will ever be enough for those particular people. They always need to have more, 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 and that seems to be their focus in life. I know a year ago, January, we did our abundance program, and one of those weeks was about getting rid of what you don't need in order to create room for new things to come in. And so I cleaned out every single one of my drawers and closets. And my linen closet, you know, I got rid of towels and sheets and blankets and tablecloths. Every single time I walked in and opened that door, there was like a sigh of relief because there was some space in my life. So it's not about having everything filled up. It's about that balance and about what feels right and feels good and feels like fullness to you. And so true abundance then is that sense of enough and that sense of well-being that comes from a sufficiency, that comes from having a sufficiency of what we want to and have in our lives. So that includes a sufficiency of friends and a sufficiency of love and a sufficiency of money and of opportunities to express yourself in this world. It includes creativity and wisdom and health, all of those things that lead us to feeling content and full. So we all have this desire to experience abundance in our lives. That's where we want to live. That's what we long for, is to be in that experience of abundance, to be in the flow in all the different areas of our life, to feel rich and content in all those different areas of our lives. And so one of the problems, though, that keeps us from experiencing that and creating that for ourselves in our lives is that we have been raised in this culture that tells us that abundance is outside of us, or that it comes from outside of us, and it really has nothing to do with what's going on in here. We get these ideas that if we are lucky enough, or if we have the right genes, or if we work hard enough, we will experience the good. If we are lucky enough, we will land the perfect job. Or if we are lucky enough, we will meet the right person to have a relationship with. Or if we have the right genes, we will be healthy. Or if we work long enough and hard enough, we will have financial prosperity. But the truth is, that's not how it happens. The truth is, life happens from the inside out. Life happens in consciousness first. Our beliefs and our attitudes and where we focus create the funnel through which the good of the universe flows in, either unobstructed or obstructed. Our beliefs, our consciousness, our thoughts create the funnel so that it can flow through freely and easily, or that the flow is restricted. Our consciousness creates that. And so in the book that we're reading, In the Flow of Life, Eric Butterworth speaks to this, and he says, thought of itself does not create. It either places us consciously in the universal flow or it frustrates the flow. If we think sickness or lack, we do not manufacture these things. When thought is out of synchronization with the flow of life, then, even as anything cut off from its source, we come to know lack. So it's when our thinking is not in alignment with the good that is the very nature of life that we get out of that flow. And so the truth is, we live in this universe of infinite potential. We live in this field of boundless opulence. We live in this field of creativity and of love and of peace and of joy. We live in a principle of wholeness and balance and order. We live in that. And that is always within us as well. We live in that like we live in gravity. We can't get outside of that gravity. And there isn't such a thing as my gravity and your gravity. There is only gravity. There isn't such good thing as your good and my good. There is only the good. And it is ever present. It is everywhere present around you and within you all of the time. And that good, that's God. That's the activity of God. The way that God expresses the nature of God is that opulence and that good without end. We live in that field. We live in that energy, in that principle. That whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere, that is at the center of your life. That is at the center of your heart. That is at the center of your life, of your mind, of your very beingness. And that expresses as boundless good. That's the nature of life, the nature of God, the nature of the universe. And so the thing is, abundance, financial abundance, is not separate from love. And love isn't separate from creativity. And creativity isn't separate from health. And health isn't separate from wisdom or guidance or opportunities or ideas. It's all the unfolding of that divine presence. It's all that one infinite presence expressing itself here on this planet. Those things are just aspects of the one. They aren't separate things from each other. They are the way that the divine expresses itself. It's all life energy. It's all the love intelligence of the universe unfolding itself. It's all that creative force and how it expresses in you and in me, as your life and as my life, as life itself. And so I heard a story this week that I thought represented this really well, and it's about a man who is a banana farmer in Australia. He has acres and acres and acres of bananas. And a couple years ago, his crop was destroyed two times by two hurricanes, by two cyclones. And what he came up with was he needed to come up with a second idea, a second way of not having waste, but of being able to have abundance and fulfillment out of that. And what he has done is he has come up with a way to use the waste from the bananas to make a gluten-free flour for baking. And so he built a factory, and whenever the bananas are seconds and they're not pretty enough to go to the store, or when there is damage, when there's extra, when there's waste, now all of that goes into the factory, and in 20 minutes, it's turned into flour. And so he is now selling and producing this flour as a second income. That's how life works. Abundance isn't about dollar bills falling out of the sky. I've never seen dollar bills fall out of the sky. Abundance is about creative ideas and inspiration and opportunities and synchronicity of meeting the perfect person that you need in order to be in that flow and have your good flow to you. That's what I'm saying when all of these things aren't separate from each other. That abundance is all of that coming together in a way that serves you, in a way that feels satisfying and fulfilling and like you have enough and you have a sense of well-being. That's what true abundance is. And so Eric Butterworth says, Jesus said, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. In other words, there is a longing at the heart of the universe to flow forth into and to perfect all that has been created. This is the basis of all healing and success and overcoming. That unfolding of the good in your life is the desire of the universe to express itself in ever greater and greater ways. That's the nature of life, is to evolve and to unfold, and it's doing that through your life, in your openness to it, in your recognition of it. That's the nature of life. And so the way that it works is the more you recognize that that good is present, the more you recognize that that is the nature of life to always express in greater and greater ways and unfolding itself, the more you recognize that it is active in your life and the very nature of your life, the more fully it expresses in your life. Because you are then aligned with it. Your thinking lines up with the truth and you become that open funnel. And so then in order to increase your experience of abundance in your life, that's one of the things to do. That's the first place we start, is to recognize that infinite presence of boundless good that is always right where you are, that is at the center of your life and the center of your beingness. Recognize that it is expressing and that that is its nature. You don't have to make it happen. That's its nature. Recognizing it opens us up to that flow. And the second way is just simply to live in that remembering, to live in that knowingness as you move through your days. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, says, life can do for us only what life can do through us. That's what he's talking about. In our belief, in our acceptance, in our knowing, that's how we become that open conduit for it to flow. And the third thing that we do is we share ourselves. We share our gifts and our talents and our love and our hands and our money and our creativity, time, talent, and treasure. All of those things allow us to become that conduit through which it flows. Because when we are closed, we close ourselves off from that flow. It's kind of like a dam. If you were a dam, it wouldn't matter that there were millions of gallons of water behind you if the gates of the dam are closed. The dam only experiences the water that's touching its wall right there. But when those gates are opened, those millions of gallons of water come flowing through, and then the dam experiences the fullness and the extensiveness and the grandeur and the immensity of the water as it comes pouring through. But when that gate is closed, you only experience what is on that very surface right there. And so when our hearts or our minds or our hands are closed, whether it's out of fear of not having enough, whether it's out of judgment or non-forgiveness or focusing on lack, it's like closing that gate on that dam. That's what we're doing in our lives. We inhibit the flow of good in our lives when we do that. Because the truth is, God does not withhold anything. God is not a man up in the sky with whims and moods and judgments. God is the all in all that is at the center of everything, that fills everything, and it is the good itself. It's a principle of opulence. It's a creative force in the universe that just wants to have its way through you. And so we remember that. That's how we create abundance. And so we have tools. We give lots of tools here, and we're giving lots of tools in this class. And one of the tools is just to read the book. I think most of you have this book. And so we read chapter 1 this week, and if you haven't read it, read it. Read it. And next week, we're going to do chapters 3 and 4. So read along with us. A second thing to do, one of the tools that we have, is to use affirmations. Affirmations help open us up to that truth and put us in alignment. And so I have some affirmations that I would like for you to repeat after me. One is, all that I need comes to me easily and effortlessly. All that I need comes to me easily and effortlessly. The universe supplies my every need. The universe supplies my every need. The universe is conspiring for my good now. The universe is conspiring for my good now. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, and all that I give. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. I am prosperous.
I am prosperous.
Does that feel good?
Yes.
It moves us. It moves us from being focused on what isn't and opens us to what is already present, but we're not yet experiencing. And so Eric Butterworth talks about affirmations, and I've read this from so many different authors said in different words. It says, an affirmation of truth is not intended to make something true. It's an effective means of synchronizing our consciousness with the flow of life. It puts us in alignment with that which already is, with that which is the truth, with a capital T. And so the third thing that we do is spiritual mind treatment. Because in spiritual mind treatment, we lift our focus from what is not working, from what feels difficult. We lift it from the struggle and the lack and the limitation that we might be experiencing. We lift our mind out of our stuckness, and instead we look at the spiritual truth. We remember the spiritual truth. We remind ourselves that what is happening in my life right now is not the spiritual truth. It is simply a momentary experience. There's a quote, and I don't remember who said it, and I've heard it before, and he says, I have been broke many times in my life, but I have never been poor. Broke is a temporary experience. Being in some sort of lack is a temporary experience. It's not the truth. The truth is you live in opulence. The truth is the universe is seeking to unfold in greater ways through you. We remind ourselves of that, so we synchronize ourselves with the flow. We lift our eyes to a transcendent reality. We leave our problems behind in spiritual mind treatment, where we remind ourselves there is nothing. My life is not outside of that, which is boundless. And so we use those tools to change our consciousness, because consciousness comes first, because that's the creative factor in our lives. Then we live from the inside out. Then we're not victims to our experience. You know, I kind of love what happened here today about not having a musician show up and then not having the computer work. It forced us to tap into all is well inside here. That's what I'm talking about. that all is well and peace and abundance and good and joy and love. They aren't separate from each other. They're all that presence. We tap into it. We remember that it's there. Because if you don't remember it's there, you can't tap into it. So we remember that presence fills my life. And as a result, then we experience greater joy and greater peace and greater ease. And we move with the flow of life. And we experience greater abundance in all those areas of our lives. And so I invite you right now to join me in a treatment about our prosperity. And so we do right now take our attention and we turn it from this world of appearances, from that which is already manifest, which has already been, has already unfolded itself, and we move our attention and our thinking and our focus to that infinite realm, that realm of the absolute where all possibilities exist, recognizing that this nature of this one and only divine presence is infinite. It is infinite, and it is a boundless good. And that it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, because this kingdom is simply the unfolding of God as itself in this universe, as love, and as peace, and as joy, and as wholeness, and order, and health, and good, and prosperity, and financial abundance. All of this is this divine presence unfolding itself. And so today, I recognize that we cannot be separate from this one, for we are living the life of the divine. The divine is that which animates us and supports us and carries us and is us. It is the very essence and fabric of who we are. It is the very essence and fabric of our lives. And so I recognize then that we cannot be outside of it. We cannot be separate from it. It is always closer than breathing. It is always closer than hands and feet. And so today we turn our attention to that one, recognizing it in us and all around us as a boundless abundance, as opulence beyond our comprehension. And in our recognition, we step into that light and we open ourselves to its flow. And so right now, we just simply let go of and release anything and everything that may have been blocking the flow of our own good in our life, knowing that whatever it has been, that there is no law to support it, because the only law that there is this law of good, this law of God. And so we let go, and it dissipates into the nothingness from whence it came. And here we stand in this bright light of God, everywhere, all around us. How grateful I am to be in this remembrance. And so I claim and I know then that this presence is leading us and guiding us into perfect avenues of creative expression and into perfect avenues of receiving and sharing and giving and being filled back up. For this is the flow of life. How good this is. And so I release this prayer into that infinite law, and I simply allow it to be. And I say, and so it is.